previously the legislature passed a very narrow provision that really is about specifically addressing what's rather unique amongst families with children who have severe seizure problems. This very narrow exemption was provided to use the oil that they believe could help in that regard. The way that was drafted, I think subsequently many of us looked at it and said, well, the intent was to provide that, it didn't really allow access to that. And so I think there will be a thorough discussion in the legislature if it is a narrow focus in a situation where that's the only viable alternative for, particularly for these families with children with seizures. I think it makes sense to have a narrow exception to that. I'm just speaking for me personally, not these two or the task force. I'm not interested in opening the door towards legalizing marijuana, be it overall or even for medical marijuana, because I think studies show medically there are much more viable alternatives within the healthcare community to provide assistance in these other venues. But in a case where it can be proven, where it's just that narrow focus, I think there's a willingness to go back and correct or narrowly define and correct what we've been passed before. I don't think there's an interest in the legislature, regardless of party, to go much further than that. And there certainly is not in law enforcement and the treatment community. I've even heard from the sheriff of Dane County, who is a Democrat, and Dane County you might expect something differently from. He himself has said to me, along with other sheriffs and police chiefs, please do not legalize marijuana. It is a gateway drug. It opens the door to all sorts of other challenges out there. And I think that's probably where the legislature set in.